The last presentation, what Howard Hoxker discussed, addressed this question. And actually, the next day at the ASCO GI meeting, Renee Adom talked about this, or at least the concept of neoadjuvant therapy for resectable liver mets. And the question we asked the audience was, the optimal non-protocol option for patients with colorectal cancer treated preoperatively with curative intent includes combination chemotherapy with bevacizumab and an anti-EGFR antibody. And about a third of the audience agreed and two-thirds disagreed. What are your thoughts?
The question you propose relates to, should we use dual biologics as upfront therapy in a potentially curative situation? And we know that neoadjuvant therapy works best if we have the highest response rate achievable in a regimen, meaning we want tumor shrinkage for unresectable metastasis to become resectable. The question is, what's the best way to utilize that? And what's the best way to go there? In the absence of clear clinical data on combining EGF receptor inhibitors and VEGF inhibitor like bevacizumab with chemotherapy up front, I do not think this is, right now as we speak, the right way to go and should not be considered standard of care. I do see that EGF receptor inhibitors might play a role in the neoadjuvant setting for two reasons. First of all, we have clear evidence that the addition of cetuximab or panitumumab to chemotherapy, mainly cetuximab to chemotherapy based on current data, does increase response rate, which is what we need in the neoadjuvant setting. And we don't have any wound healing complication with the use of EGF receptor inhibitors, so we don't need to discontinue them 6 weeks prior to treatment, which what we normally do with bevacizumab. So it's easier to handle. So it could actually be the future of therapy. Combining cetuximab and bevacizumab is appealing based on the last line salvage therapy trial, BOND-2, which showed significant response rate. Having said that, we have not tested that prospectively in a clinical trial setting. We might not be able to go beyond a certain activity of chemotherapy up front, and so the addition of cetuximab or panitumumab to bevacizumab might not actually be better than just using chemotherapy plus one biologic agent. So for all purposes right now, as of early 2007, I think that FOLFOX plus one biologic agent approved bevacizumab would be the standard of care right now in a neoadjuvant setting.